people that have paid no taxes, can't vote, and you put them in front of the voters.
I'm not going to pay them no damn taxes.
And so we say this to you, Mayor, Governor, President. If you think that they're that powerful, that you have to acquiesce and answer to them over us, then you tell them to vote for you in these next elections.
That's right.
You tell them to support your Democratic National Convention. And we're going to show you how we feel about the Democratic National Convention.
Turn it up.
Thank you.
If you think you're going to have a peaceful Democratic National Convention in the city of Chicago while our people are starving,
that's right.
Stay tuned.
That, folks, is merely one of a million of Democrat voters who have had enough. They're openly defying the bumbling Biden administration, demanding that the border get shut down or else Biden is toast. Hey, gang, it's me, Dr. Steve. I'm here in beautiful but rainy Connecticut. I hope you're all having a joyous Christmas season, but I can tell you who isn't. And that's Biden operatives who are even now, I'm sure, talking about sending out their resumes. They're not just reading the national polls. They're seeing what their fellow Democrats are saying about our current incontinent in chief. And it literally could not possibly be more dire. And in the end, it looks like it'll be the southern border, the willful incompetence at the southern border that's doing Biden in. First, gang, as many of you know, we've been completely demonetized by the Grinches at Google. So make sure to show some love to our sponsor. And that's the one and only Game Day Ready Pain Relief. You know how much UFC fighters love President Trump and how much he loves them. But have you ever wondered what they do to manage their pain? Well, you don't have to, because a fellow patriot and a very good friend of this channel is precisely the one who provides relief to that pain. And he's here to do the same for you. We all know that as we age, aches and pains are normal, but they don't have to be. And that's where the groundbreaking medical scientist Clint Winters comes in. Now, you've seen Clint on Fox. You've seen him on our channel. He's a world-renowned health expert who's unveiled a natural pain reliever that's taking the world by storm. It's called ConoCB2. It's the 100% drug-free way to get full-body pain relief without dangerous meds. And it is the official pain reliever for the fighters in the UFC. So whatever you do, make sure to click on that link below and check out Clint's amazingly informative report on how ConoCB2 is changing lives by providing safe and powerful relief at a fraction of the cost of pain pills. Click on that link below right now. You've seen the scenes, the horrific scenes of massive migrant caravans approaching our southern border. The current one, which you're seeing here, is an estimated 15,000 migrants approaching our southern border. Mexican and Guatemalan officials have all but completely halted their attempts at controlling this surge, leaving that job solely to U.S. forces at the southern border, of which, of course, there are very few. And that's because the bumbling Biden administration has made it one of their policies to deliberately flood the nation with illegal migrants. And I would argue that this is because Biden, or better, Biden's surrogates, Biden doesn't even know how to navigate his way off the stage. The guy's senility is obviously advanced at this point. No, Biden's surrogates are what we call post-American. They're bona fide globalists who see borders as inherently racist and xenophobic. You may have seen this bizarre piece that the Washington Post ran the other day, which made the tortured argument that borders are actually bad for national security. I kid you not. I'm not going to pollute you with the details of the argument. Suffice it to say that this left-wing activist disguised as journalist believes that were Biden to re-implement Trump-era border security measures, he'd be going back on his promise to restore integrity and humanity in our asylum system. Or better, take a listen to the borderline illiterate AOC and her take on what's really happening at our southern border.
So often people want to say, why aren't you talking about the border crisis? Or why aren't you talking about it in this way? Well, we're talking about it. They just don't like how we're talking about it, because it's not a border crisis. It's an imperialism crisis. It's a climate crisis. It's a trade crisis. This is not a surge. These are children, and they are not insurgents. And we are not being invaded, which, by the way, is a white supremacist idea, philosophy.
So according to the wacky, warped world of AOC, millions upon millions of people illegally, and again, that's the rub, illegally crossing our southern border is not an invasion. No, that would be white supremacist philosophy. Openly declaring that our national sovereignty is being violated by an open border is white supremacist philosophy. Now, the problem that the likes of the Washington Post and AOC have is they have actually yet to convince their own Democrat Party on that. The latest Monmouth poll that just came out has Biden's approval tanking in the low 20s when it comes to his handling of immigration, particularly the southern border. And that's because half of Democrats disapprove of it. I mean, let that hit you. Half of his own post-American voters, his own party, disapproves of Biden's handling of the southern border. I talked to a Democrat while here in Connecticut, and they told me that Biden's decision not to secure the border was perhaps the worst decision he could have possibly made as president. But again, I would argue that it's not even Biden. He doesn't even know what day it is. It's the likes of these ideological extremists like AOC who see borders as racist. But more and more Democrat representatives like Henry Cuellar of Texas, they're openly stating that Biden's actively losing lots of Democrats over this issue, just like we heard at the beginning of this video, right? You may have heard about this, but this is some breaking news this morning. Mayor Eric Adams of New York just signed an executive order that would impound the buses of drivers who brought illegal migrants into the city, and the bus drivers themselves could even face criminal charges. Now, again, just think about how undemocrat that is. He's blaming the bus drivers. He's blaming the bus drivers for the influx of illegal migrants. This is how desperate Eric Adams has become. New York is literally on the brink. 50% of their hotel capacity is reportedly being taken up by tens of thousands of illegal migrants bused into New York from Texas due to the political brilliance of Texas Governor Greg Abbott, because it's inflamed a civil war within the Democrat Party, where Democrat constituents, like we saw at the very beginning of this video, are being bypassed by the government in terms of basic social services, which are now being extended solely to illegal migrants at their expense, at the expense of the Democrat voter. And they're rebelling, and Eric Adams sees it. And for his own political survival, he's trying to do something about it. And what does he do? I mean, this is the irony of it. He blames bus drivers. I mean, it's beyond pathetic. It's sick, but it shows just how desperate a major Democrat mayor has gotten in the midst of this burgeoning civil war inside the political left. And he's not alone. Mayor Brandon Johnson in Chicago, he's facing the same problems. When all is said and done, gang, it looks like the Democrats are falling victim to a new political dynamic that's been dominating politics of late all over the world. And it's what's known as post-security politics, where more and more populations are demanding the securing of their borders and a restoration of national sovereignty just to feel safe. Globalism, by its nature being transnational, globalism tends to foster a very particular widespread angst among populations, because globalist policies don't like borders. They don't like borders, boundaries. They're transnational. So that's what I mean by the Democrats being post-American. They see borders and boundaries as impediments to a globalist world order. And so, like what we're seeing here in the States or throughout Europe with the globalists and the EU, globalist policies make populations increasingly feel vulnerable to mass migration through open border policies. And so more and more populations, like what we saw with Brexit or Viktor Orban's Hungary, more and more populations are demanding that their national sovereignty be restored through active border security enforcement. And those administrations that refuse to do so will reap the wrath of the voter come election day. And that's exactly what it looks like bumbling Biden is going to reap in 2024.
As many of you know, we have unfortunately been completely and totally demonetized, which is putting our daily communication with one another at risk like never before. Now, we are actively working on getting this resolved, but as things stand, this channel has, without any warning, been totally and completely demonetized. And as Elon Musk said so powerfully last week, the whole point of these demonetization efforts is to deliberately try to make us patriots feel like we're all alone. They want to sever our relationship with each other and force on us a kind of digital solitary confinement so as to demoralize us and discourage us like never before. But to their horror, it's not working. Over this past week, you have carried this channel like never before. We've had more people than ever make the courageous decision to bypass big tech and join our Insiders Club. We have direct access to one another that can never be interrupted by big tech overlords. Over the last 7 days, we've seen literally thousands of you come to our rescue. And you've done it in two ways. You've signed up for our free newsletter and you've officially joined our Insiders Club. Those two acts alone are enough for us to collectively stand together and never, ever have our relationship severed. So I'm inviting the rest of you to do the same today just by clicking on that link below and signing up for our newsletter and joining our Insiders Club. You are guaranteeing that there is nothing that big tech can do to get between us and make us feel like we're in a digital solitary confinement. It's as simple as clicking on the link below right now and opting into our free email newsletter. And once you do that, you can financially support us by joining our Insiders Club. Gang, from the bottom of my heart, I cannot thank you enough for your support during a time like this. You are my heroes, and it will be my mission to express my appreciation for every single one of you each and every week.